Welcome back, everybody. This is Yesterday's News with your host, Ryan Baker, aka Mr. Yesterday. Sorry I've been away for a little while. I've been battling some sinus drainage and some typical winter sickness. So it's good to be back. Today's topic, we're going to talk about what's the burnout. And later on, we're going to talk about local post-punk mutant band Gloom Cocoon. Today's topic, what's the burnout, is something I think we all go through at some point in our lives, and it's something that personally I go through a good bit, and it's burnout. So the topic today is, what's the burnout? Well, the burnout is, it's a grind. Burnout happens when a person does too much that eventually causes them to become exhausted. Whether it's mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, whatever it may be, you do too much to the point where you exhaust yourself and you become tired. And I think with a lot of us, especially with us musicians, artists, business folk, we get in the daily grind of trying to get work done. And although, you know, staying busy and getting a lot done, it's important, I think a lot of us don't take the necessary precautions to recuperate and get better from working hard. I know with myself, aside from doing Fenwick full-time, that's my local band if you don't know, I do a lot of the graphic design, a lot of stuff with flyers, a lot of booking for shows. But aside from just doing band stuff, I also am very involved with the local music scene. And I also have a full-time job working between 40 to 50 hours a week. So burnout is definitely real in my life. It happens very often. I think there's a lot of times where I get tired and extremely exhausted from just doing the daily hustle and grinding to make the dreams that I have a reality. And I know it's not just me, but I see a lot of you who work very hard. And this may be something that relates to you very well. Because, let's face it, how can we conquer burnout? And I want to tell you, burnout is only conquered when you realize that you can never defeat time. We never have enough time in our day to do what we truly want to do. We just don't. But if you prioritize your time to where you can accomplish things daily, to where it becomes effective in your schedule, then you can see results happen. But if you do too much, you're going to wear yourself out. I know that to be true because I've done it plenty of times and I'm still working on that as we speak. And I want to tell you, if you're feeling exhausted and you're feeling burnout, step away. You know, whatever your task or your objective may be, it will be there. Now, obviously, you know, you would tell me you can't just step away from your job or whatever pays your bills. And I get that. You can't do that. I mean, it would be nice if we could, but we can't. But the fact is, the time that you do have, don't waste it on tiring yourself even more. If you have extracurricular activities that you do outside of work, maybe you need a rest before you do those things. Or if that's how you recuperate, then keep doing those activities. For myself, it's a daily grind outside of work and at work. So finding time to just relax means a lot to myself. I know one of the best ways that I recuperate best is when I just stay at home and really just don't do anything. Now you may ask me how that's productive, and it may not seem productive to a lot of people, but for me, it allows me to replenish, to become more exuberant when I actually do the things that I have to do on a daily basis. So having that time to yourself to just wind down and relax, it can really make the world of a difference. So what's the burnout? The burnout is doing too much that you can't keep up with, because the end result, you're really not going to be productive if you wear yourself out too much. So I challenge you, if you're doing too much and wearing yourself out, take a break. Relax. You know, when you find the time to just be calm and just take time for yourself, do it. Because it's very important that you get that time to recuperate, because that's how you get a lot more work done, when you're fully engaged and fully recuperated to do so. So that's the topic today. What's the burnout? And coming up next, we're going to talk about post-punk mutant band Gloom Cocoon. Stay tuned. What you just heard was the opening to the track song El Monstruo from Gloom Cocoon's latest album, Pizza Ghoul 6. Welcome back, everybody. If you're still tuning in, thank you. Today, we're going to talk about local post-punk mutant band Gloom Cocoon. Gloom Cocoon is actually one of the bands that I have not seen a whole lot of live. In fact, I've only seen them once at Soul Bar, which was a while back. And from what I've heard, it's definitely unique and definitely original in its own right. In fact, many of y'all may not know this, but punk rock is actually one of the first genres of music I got heavily into. Bands like Black Flag, The Descendants, The Sex Pistols were bands that I gravitated towards too and got really big on. And it's really cool to see Gloom Cocoon be a punk rock band, because it kind of takes me back to my roots, so it's definitely really cool to see that from them. But let's dive into Gloom Cocoon. Gloom Cocoon began in the fall of 2015 by Jason Walter, also known as Acid Jock, and Adams Mitchell, also known as R Superscar, downtown in front of the James Brown statue. They wrote their first song based on a homeless person named Lorenzo, who told them about his house burning down, and he asked for $5. Jason Walter gave him $6. They asked Rick, also known as Snitch Karma, to join as their bass player, and he suggested that they use Gloom Cocoon, a title of one of Jason's songs they adopted, as the name, and therefore Gloom Cocoon was formed. While they started by playing many of Jason's songs he had written, Rick and Adams were both writing riffs and lyrics, and in no time, they had an original set that was a complete collaboration of the three members that encapsulated the up-tempo, raw, and full hooks feel of a punk band, along with the improvisation and sandwiching of songs like a jam band. Since then, they have wrote and recorded four albums, the second album relying heavily on Jason's old material they reimaged for Gloom Cocoon, all DIY and punk as can be. Also, they stuck to the plan of playing one-and-done covers for each show, which they covered over 50 songs through the years. And I can tell you, my band Fenwick, we do 25 to 30 cover songs regularly, and the fact that they do one-and-done for each cover song is impressive, especially it would be in over 50 songs through the years. So definitely good job, guys. That's very impressive. That's awesome. So back to what we were talking about. After 3 years of being together, they added longtime superfan and all-around cool dude Kerry Brown, also known as Vitamin Ace, to their group, which he brought more delicious insanity to their brand of psychedelic punk. Kerry was already contributing to recording projects based on Jason's comics. No Funnies, Pizza Perry, Heartbreakers Number 3, post-punk mutant musicians, and adding them to the group allowed them to explore more layers in their sound. Now, they are currently looking to do show events for the next release of the animation Jason and Adams have been working on, titled Post-Punk Mutant Musicians, based on Jason's comics, No Funnies. The animation is about different mutant groups who start bands and do what they can to thrive in their scene. It's filled with villains who want to sell death ray guns and LSD, punks who just want to break stuff over their heads, and finding and holding on to love. The first movie has already been released back in December 2018, which is also the same time they released Pizza Ghoul 6, and is available on YouTube. And the next movie is scheduled to be released in March. The animation features music created by Glim Cocoon, and also side projects from the group such as Native America and Negative Ease. They'll have the premiere of Post-Punk Mutant Musicians 2 at Gransky Records on March 22nd, 8 p.m. Glim Cocoon is very unique in its own right, not because of the music they make, but also the animations and the comics that they create themselves. Very original. Check them out on their social platforms, whether it's Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iTunes. They have all that jazz. Go check them out. And there you can see where they're having their next show. I encourage you to go check them out and give them a listen and dive into the post-punk mutant insanity that's known as Glim Cocoon. That's all I have for today. Thank you for tuning in to our topic, What's the Burnout? And also local post-punk mutant band, Glim Cocoon. I will see you guys next time. Y'all take care. Bye.